Welcome to In the Clinic with Rob.
Welcome back to the In the Clinic podcast with Rob. And today we are going to get fired up because we are talking about health and wellness. Yes, yes, of course. But we're really talking about all the way down to the cellular level. We're talking about mitochondria. Now, for some of you, that might just be, oh, they were the powerhouse of the cells, yada, yada. I forgot about that in biology class, but I'm going to tell you why today that the mitochondria is the greatest thing you should have learned in high school and how it applies to your health, your wellness, your longevity, on your disease state, on the fact that it's going to keep you living large for all the decades of your life. That's what we're getting into today. So if you want to learn on how to grow your life to be exceptional in health, wellness, fitness, lacking disease status, reducing cancer, improving your ability to fight off diabetes, boy, oh boy, I got a great one for you today. So let's get right into it. So for me, this is a really power-packed topic because I got into really learning about the mitochondria as I started taking more of my laser classes. Now, if anybody doesn't know, cold-level laser, which is a low-level light laser therapy, this is something that we utilize in our clinic. This is something that is a certain wavelength of collimated light that hits the tissues, and it creates a cascade of events that improves your mitochondria. What does that even mean? Well, it's going to help in tissue repair. It's going to help in inflammation, wound healing. It's going to help with pain overall. And now it's even demonstrating that's helping with a lot of neurological disorders. So when I'm going neurological disorders, well, what about chronic fatigue? What about Alzheimer's? What about Parkinson's, ADHD, autism? When you start getting into a lot of this stuff, you're like, what? How does a light just do that? So I decided to take a deep dive, and I went even deeper and started reading books about it. And there's a great book called The Future of Medicine, Mitochondria, The Future of Medicine. Fantastic. Now, anybody that likes science, anybody that likes learning about physiology, this is for them because it really gets into the Krebs cycle. It gets into glycolysis. And for anybody that hears those words and they're like, what is that? Yeah, you probably don't even want to dig into it because now you're getting into a lot of physiology. But for me, who's in exercise science, who's in athletic training, physical therapy, strength and conditioning, you know, it's really been a collection of knowledge from the last two decades of from school all the way to application of learning all these things, and now it's molding into one. So this understanding of mitochondria was awesome. Was a deep dive that I really liked, and it has spearheaded a lot of offshoots for me in my own personal quest for knowledge. So what we're really getting into again is the mitochondria and how it plays a factor. Now, a lot of people will look at the mitochondria and, like I said, it's the powerhouse of the cell. It makes all the molecules of energy that your body moves from. And when we break down that energy, we call it ATP, or adenosine triphosphate. So the whole key is that the fuel source for your body, for the cells, really is that ATP. That's how your body can actually move, function, have all the organs work. Every cell in the body requires ATP to function. So if we go from small to big and say, well, ATP is needed from the mitochondria. Well, the mitochondria are just a small organelle. It's like an organ of the cell that lives within each cell in our body. But we have thousands of them in our cells that all produce ATP. And that's why oxygen, water, and food are so important, because all of that converge together. Whereas food breaks down in our stomach into our bloodstream, down to our cells, into glucose. And then we have our water, that's also utilized that breaks down. And then oxygen, all these converge into that mitochondria, which goes through chain reactions. And that mitochondria then produces massive amount of adenosine triphosphate energy. So it's really, really important to start understanding that, well, what happens if the mitochondria isn't working right? What happens if there's dysfunction? Well, any type of dysfunction of these little organelles can really lead to a range of health issues. So when you start looking at people talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, different metabolic disorders, diabetes, when you start looking at neurological conditions, when you're looking at Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or different age-related diseases, the dementias of the world, when you start looking at this and thinking, well, what if this is related to the mitochondria? Okay. I mean, all the way down to psychological disorders, anxiety, depression. What if it's related to the mitochondria, not just a breakdown in the body? What if it's not solely from trauma? Whoa. Now we're changing the paradigm here. And that's where research is going, and that's where different scientists are starting to find out that the mitochondria itself really is regulating your health. So the mitochondria is just essential for your health. Because if the mitochondria isn't spitting out enough ATP, then what's going to happen? You're going to get fatigued. You're going to get tired. You're not going to be able to keep up, aka chronic fatigue syndrome. You just feel worn out all the time. Okay. Well, what if you can't produce enough ATP? Well, what happens normally in the body when you're not producing enough ATP? Well, let's say you're working out and you're doing all these exercises. And then what happens to your muscles when you do it? They start burning. And what's that burning? A byproduct of lactic acid. So you're feeling that buildup of lactic acid. Well, why does that occur? Because there's not enough oxygen to constantly supply it. So it creates essentially glycolysis, which doesn't require oxygen. But it builds up to the point where, now you're getting a byproduct, which is lactic acid. So when you get enough buildup because you can't produce enough ATP, that can also lead to fibromyalgia. So think of fibromyalgia as the buildup of lactic acid that just never goes away because you can't produce enough ATP because the mitochondria aren't producing enough. Whoa, that changes the game now. Understanding fibromyalgia changes the game. What if it's a mitochondrial disorder? Okay. What about cancers? Well, where do we get cancers? Well, we get a deformity of a cell, especially in parts of your body that are rapidly producing more and more cells, mammillary glands, the sex organs, the testes, the ovaries, different areas. You're getting a rapid turnover of cells, which means there's a greater chance for dysfunction in the cell. But what does that have to do with the mitochondria? Well, we've heard of the term free radicals. We've heard of the term free radicals, but what is even a free radical? I mean, we know that free radicals can lead to negative health situations in our body. We know that it can lead to cancers. It can make us look older. It can break our skin down. But what does it really mean? Well, when we get mitochondria that are producing ATP, well, in the electron transport chain where it's producing that ATP, it can get backed up. If you're not moving enough during the day, your ATP is building up and building up, and then it kind of gets stuck. And it can start producing valence electrons. You get free electrons that are floating free, which then want to grab onto things, and that's where you get an oxidative process. It starts grabbing the other tissues, starts changing the properties of them. It's almost like mutation. Which normally the cell then is supposed to recognize and kill itself. But what if you don't have enough energy to kill yourself? What if the cell doesn't ever die? What if it starts replicating? Okay, we got a problem. We got a problem now. Now we're starting to get a mass production of a dysfunctional cell, which then, in time, leads to a tumor, or leads to cancer, leads to excessive cell growth. Hey, quick break from the show. I don't run any ads during these podcasts, and I really don't have anything to sell you. My only hope is that you can use this knowledge to help improve your life. And the only ask that I have in return is that you help others find this podcast. And the best way to do that is to like, subscribe, rate, and review. It only takes a moment. You could do it right now while you're listening to the show, but this is the best way that I can help other people in their life and truly benefit in what we're providing. So it only takes a second. Please do. And now let's get back to the show. So the key for us is we want to minimize this. That's why you hear people talk about antioxidants. That's why you want to reduce oxidation. So the key for us is, how can we make an impact in those? What does that? How can we make a difference with our mitochondria? What about metabolic disorders? We have the mitochondria creating dysfunction that are closely related to diabetes and obesity. Insulin resistance, which is really the hallmark to type 2 diabetes. Well, insulin resistance can impair mitochondrial function. Ooh. This then just leads to a lack of ATP production, and it makes it harder to metabolize glucose. What about Alzheimer's, Parkinson's? Well, you get a lot of these neurodegenerative diseases, and they're really characterized by really a progressive loss of neurons in the brain. So think of your mitochondrial dysfunction is going to contribute to that accumulation of toxic proteins, to oxidative stress, which will lead to neuronal damage and cognitive decline. So you can get a breakdown in neurological function because of your mitochondria. What about cardiovascular disease? What about heart failure, arrhythmias, atherosclerosis? These are all conditions that we see in the cardiovascular system that are also associated with mitochondrial dysfunction. If you have impaired energy production to the cardiac cells, that can compromise your heart function. That can lead to cardiac events. What about aging? We get mitochondrial dysfunction with aging. And that's really considered the hallmark of aging, that you start seeing a progressive decline in cellular function. And the tissues, the integrity of the tissues, really, as we see those, start to decline with age. So this accumulative damage to the mitochondria, the different proteins, that really just accelerate your aging process at the cellular level. And anytime you have enough cells that are becoming damaged and your body has to come and kill them off, autophagy, that's where your cells kill each other and eat them away. Well, now you have less cells for that organ. So now that organ itself is having a harder time still providing the function. And it has less cells to do the same amount of work. So what do you get? You get breakdown in your organs, which when people eventually die of old age, eventually an organ fails. And that's what happens, because we start getting a breakdown in the mitochondria that then affects the cell. The cell will die, and you in mass will have enough cells die, and you just can't provide the function from the organ anymore. So what would make the mitochondria dysfunctional? Environmental factors, the things that we eat, and put into our body. The things that we breathe through our nose, the things that we apply to our skin, things we ingest, the stress level that we put on ourselves, the peace that we have inside. All of these play a factor in the mitochondria. So what are ways that you could start optimizing your mitochondria right now? What are ways that you could start getting the most out of them so that if you could keep the mitochondria healthy, then what do you get? You get long-term health. So number one, improve your nutrition. We need to have a more balanced diet, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, things like CoQ10 that help with the electron transport chain. PQQ. And it sounds like I'm just making up letters now. PQQ, CoQ10, these both help. L-carnitine, that's going to help bring fatty acids into the cell for energy as well. You start looking at certain foods, they only augment all of your B vitamins. Your B vitamins solely help with metabolic processing through glycolysis, the Krebs cycle, the CoA cycle, all of it. You need them. So getting the right fruits, vegetables, and irons, amino acids, they're essential. Exercise. Now, just not any type of exercise, but you can improve your mitochondrial function by a couple of these. And as I progress on, we're going to start doing a deep dive into these different ways to improve your health through improving your mitochondria. But one way you can exercise to improve your health overall of your mitochondria is high-intensity interval training. High-intensity interval training directly correlates to improving your mitochondria. It's almost like it cleanses your body. It starts to kill off. It's like your body's in stress and it says, hey, we're in trouble here. We got to get rid of the dead weight. All those freeloaders that have been sticking around, we got to kick them off now. So it makes your body way more efficient. It runs way better. Number three, sleep. Sleep's essential. Getting the proper amount of sleep that's necessary for you is critical because all of your repair process that happens, that from the breakdown in your tissues throughout the day, it occurs during sleep. It's like a reset occurs from the brain, the mind, the body, the cells. They all do mitochondrial maintenance. So it's important to maintain your body through proper sleep. If you start lacking sleep, you start getting less than 6 hours a night consistently, poof. Or if you're getting interrupted sleep, where you're waking up multiple times, you're not getting that deep dive sleep. That's truly where the mitochondrial repair process originates, is in that deep, deep sleep. So we've got to get there and we've got to do it consistently. So providing quality sleep habits is essential. Next one is stress management. Stress management is critical because stress itself produces oxidative stress. It creates inflammation in your body. And with that inflammation, it directly correlates to putting havoc on your mitochondrial and cellular system. So it's very important that you have to manage your stress overall. And that could be environmental stress from pollutants that you're putting in your body. It could be from the toxins from food you're putting in your body, from pesticide use or high inflammatory foods, a lot of your sugars. Or it could be emotional. And a lot of times those emotional issues are becoming a factor because our mitochondria is not working effectively. And that's where it comes down to supplementation. The last step I have for you is supplementation. That's a way to improve your mitochondria. It's one of those things that you need to start taking CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. This is coenzyme that helps transport electrons from one complex to the other in the electron transport chain. If you don't have enough of it, everything slows down. Your body does produce this, but sometimes it doesn't make enough. So having it readily available will do that. Other areas, alpha-lipoic acid, it's another one, L-carnitine, Acetyl L-carnitine, that's another one. By adding these into your diet, it helps with your mitochondrial function. Those nutrients will play a key role overall in optimizing your health. But more so, the last little tip I have for you is just lifestyle modifications. It's important that we modify our lifestyle so that we start avoiding environmental toxins. A lot of the cleaning supplies we have destroy our mitochondria. Minimize alcohol consumption. That creates a ton of inflammation in your body that kills mitochondria. Refrain from smoking. Smoking puts a ton of stress on our mitochondria. And the whole key for us for creating longevity in our health is keeping our mitochondria healthy. So by getting proper sleep, reducing stress, decreasing inflammatory effects, improving the amount of food that we're eating, and getting the right amount of supplements that help with our mitochondria is critical. So overall, this is the beginning intro as we get into tips and techniques that you can start improving your own mitochondrial health, because it's essential. Because if your mitochondria is healthy, your body's going to be healthy. All right, team, thanks for listening today. If you like this, you had any bit of value on it at all, please hit the subscribe button. We'd love for you to be a part of the rest of the episodes moving forward. So if you found any part of this helpful, hit the subscribe, and we will then be able to catch you next time. Thanks, team.